KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies here in Atlantic and 50 degrees, our overnight low 49. We look for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs arrested an Oakland man Wednesday evening after he attempted to flee the scene of an accident. Officials say a motorcycle driven by 38-year-old Michael Ewan Carter collided with a car driven by 52-year-old Antonio Zambrano of Council Bluffs as Zambrano was pulling away from a stop sign at the intersection of 19th Street and 5th Avenue in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Carter, who had an active warrant for his arrest, tried to run from the scene but collapsed after traveling about 80 feet. He suffered from possible head and leg injuries and was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital. Zambrano and a passenger in his vehicle refused treatment at the scene, and that accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:07.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Emergency management officials in Mills County yesterday said a 30-foot levee breach has been reported. The section actually gave way Tuesday afternoon due to saturation from ongoing flooding and recent heavy rains. Authorities say that 182nd Street and Gaston Avenue in northwest Mills County has been closed due to the fast-moving water over the roads. Residents in the area have been contacted and told to make preparations to evacuate. Larry Hurst, emergency management coordinator for the county, said the breach is not part of the main Missouri River levee system. Hurst said the levee district workers and the National Guard continue to patrol the main levee to assure its integrity, and there are no active repair projects underway at this time. The breach was discovered in the south berm of St. Mary's drainage ditch, which is south of Alice Road and west of 182nd Street in Mills County. Council Bluffs has hired an engineering consulting firm to help assess damage from the summer of flooding along the Missouri River and recommended repairs. The city council hired the company on Monday, and the cost will depend on the amount of damage discovered, but the city won't spend more than $500,000 unless the council agrees to go higher. The city will provide an inventory of storm and sanitary sewers, streets and roads, and zoning maps. Public Works Director Greg Reeder said information developed by the company firm will be sent to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Federal Emergency Management Agency in hopes of obtaining their assistance. Reeder says the Corps is interested in the assessment of the city's levees, while FEMA is interested in just about everything else. A company spokesman is blaming Missouri River flooding for a pipeline break that happened earlier this month between Ottawa and Decatur, Nebraska. The break happened August 13th and caused an unknown amount of natural gasoline to pour into the river. Natural gasoline is an unrefined clear liquid that gets blended with refined gasoline. The underground pipe is operated by Houston-based Enterprise Products, which initially wasn't sure what caused the break. Company spokesman Rick Rainey said Wednesday it's clear the flooding caused erosion leading to the break. The Iowa DNR said the break didn't cause environmental problems because the fuel was dispersed in the enormous water flow. It's not clear how much fuel spilled, but the broken section of pipe can hold up to 140,000 gallons. A grand jury has filed no charges against a man who claimed he shot another man to death in self-defense outside of a bar in Council Bluffs. Robert Hashberger said he was defending himself when he shot John Rodarte in April. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Wednesday that the grand jury declined to file charges. Hashberger was initially charged with first-degree murder. Wilbur later dismissed the charge and submitted the evidence to the grand jury, whose proceedings are secret. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of a Red Oak implement dealer. An investigation determined a pickup driven by Donovan Holtman and owned by Circle H Ranch was backing up in the parking lot of A&M Green Power when it struck a properly parked car owned by Rhonda Alexander. Damage from the mishap amounted to $1,600. Sheriff's report didn't indicate if any citations were issued to Holtman. And police in Lenox said yesterday a 14-year-old male has been charged with second-degree sexual abuse following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on or about August 11th. Officials say they received a call on that date with regard to the alleged sexual abuse of a 9-year-old boy. The reporting party had intervened in the alleged sex act. Following an investigation and consultation with juvenile authorities, Lenox police charged the 14-year-old, and his case has been referred to juvenile court. The name of the suspect is not being released due to his age. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, 93-year-old Roberta Gray of Oakland died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Roberta Gray will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 50-year-old Brian Donald Jensen of Ponte Vedra, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Brian Jensen will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Clarence W. Libby of Lewis died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Libby will be held on Friday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 91-year-old Isla Mueller of Adair died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Isla Mueller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. 85-year-old Margaret Helen Brewer of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Sunday at Mercy West Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Margaret Brewer will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 81-year-old Lillian E. Hunt of rural Elliott died August the 6th. A celebration of life service for Lillian Hunt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday, or rather August 14th, at the Guthrie County Hospital. Mass of Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home of Bayard has arrangements. And 96-year-old Georgine Peters of Roanoke, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died August 16th. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.